Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Friday, March 8th. President Joe Biden did not pull any punches in his State of the Union address last night. It was arguably one of his most important speeches in 2024, and his biggest chance to show voters what he's about before November's election. He had a lot to fit in, trying to get across his accomplishments in office.
I've been delivering real results in fiscally responsible ways.
Looking ahead to a second-term agenda and election issues like abortion.
Those bragging about overturning Roe v. Wade have no clue about the power of women. But they found out when reproductive freedom was on the ballot, we won in 2022 and 2020, and we'll win again in 2024.
Plus, trying to ease concerns about his age.
I know it may not look like it, but I've been around a while. When you get to be my age, certain things become clearer than ever.
All while showing how he's different from Republicans, with one in particular getting a lot of attention, even if he didn't actually mention him by name.
A former Republican president tells Putin, quote, do whatever the hell you want. My predecessor and some of you here seek to bury the truth about January 6th.
And Biden's speech went down well with Americans. A CNN poll carried out by SSRS shows 6 in 10 who watched it had a positive reaction to the address. But the Republican Party did not feel the same, using its rebuttal speech to criticize the administration over the border, the economy, and crime and safety issues. Alabama Senator Katie Britt gave the speech, saying, quote, the American dream has turned into a nightmare.
Right now, our commander-in-chief is not in command. The free world deserves better than a dithering and diminished leader.
Democrats, on the other hand, say Biden's speech shows he's got, quote, gas left in the tank, with the Senate Majority Leader saying it laid out a bold vision for the future. An independent investigator who was tasked with looking into the police response to the 2022 Uvalde school shooting has cleared all local officers of wrongdoing. It sparked fury among the families of the victims, who've denounced the findings and are pushing for accountability. Jesse Prado presented his 182-page report to a packed city council meeting yesterday, before immediately leaving without taking any questions. Several city council members spoke out, calling it an embarrassment and apologizing to the families.
I'm usually a pretty good talker, and I'm very, very upset.
CNN's Shimon Procupes confronted Prado after the city council meeting.
Sir, why won't you answer our questions? You're free to speak now. Your report is complete.
Sir,
you're an independent person. Tell us how you could come up
sir,
with
read the
these.
Report.
I have read it. I have read.
You read that report?
Well, whatever
report?
You said, I have said, and I saw that every single officer, you have exonerated every single officer.
I've got to get sir, going.
George Santos says he's running for Congress again. The former GOP representative was expelled from the House last year and is facing federal charges over allegations of fraud, misusing campaign funds, and lying about his personal finances. He's pleaded not guilty to all of it. And last night, Santos announced on X that he'll be, quote, returning to the arena of politics by running against Republican candidate Nick LaLota in New York's 1st congressional district. Up next, why melatonin is landing thousands of kids in the emergency room. The CDC says melatonin has put roughly 11,000 children in the emergency room in recent years, after they took it while adults weren't looking. Melatonin is a hormone that regulates the body's sleep cycle, and it's become a popular supplement for people who struggle to fall asleep, often sold in gummy form. The CDC says more than half of the incidents involved children between 3 and 5 years old who swallowed melatonin, and it's advising adults to buy products with child-resistant packaging. That's all for now, but if you're looking for a lighter look at the world, join us on Saturdays for 5 Good Things. It'll be available in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts. Chris DeBoe has the next episode of 5 Things at 9 a.m. Eastern Time.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.